Good afternoon, and welcome to the Q1 2016 financial results for Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode, and at the end of the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. For assistance during the conference call, press star followed by zero. And now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi Di Vignano, Executive Chairman of Hera Group. Sir, you have the floor. Good afternoon, everyone. We can begin our conference call. We have just concluded our board meeting, and we are keeping up in our tradition. We have decided to stay in touch with you, despite the recent legislation innovations. We have decided to disseminate our Q1 results, and I believe that we can be rightfully satisfied with the results obtained. There have been no major events happening, nothing which has changed our scenario. We tackled this quarter with a certain degree of concern because there were some external elements such as tariffs which would have had an impact in our figures for the very first time. So we worked hard, and I believe that we were able to be successful. And as you can see from the document you received, all of our results are positive, except for our revenues. This is all external because the underlying motivation in terms of the reduction in revenues stem from the weather, the climate, which obviously had an impact on some of the commodities we work with. And then this was also the first quarter in which we had to apply the WAC cut, as decided by the authority, for the first time. And the first quarter obviously includes the largest chunk of the total that we imagined as the effect of the entire year, given the seasonal nature of our businesses. That explains why the combined sum of these two elements are the two main factors which had an impact on our revenues. The WAC reduction I was referring to is equal to 9.5 million, which is equal to 3.4% of the group's EBITDA. This obviously applies to all the sectors that it is applied to. Therefore, the element which emerges from this figure is a 38% impact in the first quarter in which these norms were applied, vis-a-vis the 25 million which we had envisaged for the entire year. As I was saying, the weather was somewhat less favorable compared to the first quarter in 2015, with temperatures which were below our expectations and below average. The work that we will have to do to promote organic growth and efficiency was also accompanied by the contribution we obtained from the new operations in the M&A sector. Which helped both organic growth and efficiency bypass the negative effects I was mentioning. And already in my introduction, I'd like to underline the fact that from the financial point of view, as we'll be stating later, Q1 went well with a major reduction of our financial debt equal to 147 million euros approximately. Therefore, we are now down to 2.5 billion vis-a-vis the 2.65 billion debt we had previously. As far as the items in our profit and loss are concerned, what I wanted to further highlight were a good improvement in our EBITDA margin vis-a-vis a dip in our revenues, a stability in depreciation and provisions. And as far as financial costs are concerned, financial expenses are concerned, we had a good performance with a reduction from $31 million down to $27 million, which is the figure we had when we completed the quarter. Our tax rate is at 33%, which equals 1 point less compared to Q1 in 2015. And another important element to underline is that the net profit post minorities was up to $91.2 million. This is our profit and loss sheet. Within this, and concerning volumes, I think the most positive elements refer to electricity, power. And as far as waste is concerned, we certainly had positive elements in industrial waste. These are the two sectors which posted growth in volumes. As far as our customer base is concerned, we started very well this year because in the first 3 months, we were able to add a further 66,000 customers in the energy sector. But these are the main elements I wanted to mention. And now we can move on to page 3 to underline the drivers behind our performance. As I was mentioning, we have a negative element concerning WACC equal to $9.5 million, compared to which we have a plus 7.2 million euros from organic growth and synergies. And then we had the M&A contribution, which refers to the two transactions we concluded at the end of 2015, which for the first time contributed to the quarter with a plus 3.6 million growth, which brings us to a total of 278 million euros in EBITDA, which would have had a 3.9% growth had we not had the reduction in WACC, which I mentioned earlier. These are the main elements I wanted to mention, which confirms our recipe, and it also shows that we were able to hold fast in a very difficult quarter that I was mentioning. As far as that was all as far as I'm concerned, and now I'd like to give the floor to Stefano, who will be going into a business-by-business breakdown. Thank you and good afternoon. As usual, we can begin on page 4 with the waste sector. In this case, we posted a result which contracted by 2.5 million, which should be explained because this 2.5 million contraction refers completely to the waste collection and street sweeping business. And compared to 2015, as far as this business is concerned, this 2.5 million euro difference exists also because in comparison with last year, we had to withstand a number of further costs which will be covered in next year's. And we also had to intervene as far as procurement was concerned. We still weren't able to fully achieve cost efficiency in 2016. And this explains this 2.5 million euro contraction, which has an impact on organic growth. During the months of June to September, we hope to recover. As far as waste management and waste disposal is concerned, it would make sense to start with the volumes. In the bottom left-hand corner, we had stable figures in urban waste, and they increased by 110,000 tons in special waste. This refers to the contribution of Geonova and waste recycling transactions. When we were commenting these transactions at the year-end results, we had already mentioned that their contribution to commercial growth would have been in between 400,000 and 500,000 tons, and these figures confirm that trend. We are still completing, as we mentioned about a month and a half ago, on the development of our landfills. Reasonably, we will be working on expanding the Ravenna landfill in July, whereas the other of the two landfills will be completed towards the end of the year. Vis-a-vis this commercial dynamic, which confirms the price trend, I think it's safe to say that for the most significant products, the year-on-year growth was in between 2 and 2.5%, which confirms the improvement we had vis-a-vis the end of last year, which is offset by the energy market dynamics with the single national price for power, which is lower. Plus, we also had the end of the incentives in the Ferrara waste-to-energy plant with a reduction in green certificates as of January 1st this year, and that accounts for a further 1 million euro less. And therefore, the sum of these two effects was completely offset by the contribution brought about by the two acquisitions that we made at the end of last year. And as far as the waste treatment and disposal business is concerned, our figures are in line with Q1 2015. Therefore, as I was saying, in this case, the contraction refers to waste collection and street sweeping activities for the reasons I already mentioned. On page 5, we have an overview of the regulated activities. Here we have the impact of tariff changes, of course. We were able to partially offset this impact through increased efficiency, we mentioned. As the chairman was mentioning, that accounts for a 50% offset of the negative WACC effects. We will expect to have further positive contributions. The impact of WACC is distributed vis-a-vis the amount of volumes, for instance, gas distribution, which doesn't give us an average distribution over the year. Therefore, in the second and third quarters, this impact will be reduced in the various network sectors. We're also seeing some slightly positive signals in the new connections compared to the same quarter last year. We had a 1 million euro increase, which was especially concentrated in the water sector. As far as distributed volumes are concerned, the trend seems to be slightly depressed as far as distributed energy is concerned, especially in the northeastern part of the country. We posted a contraction vis-a-vis the previous year, whereas in the Emilia-Romagna territory, the situation is more stable. Finally, in the energy sector, on page 6, we posted a major growth, which is equal to some 9 million euros, which completely offset the problems in networks and in waste. These positive results were brought about by a number of factors, as we can see on page 6, the first of which refers to improved margins on sales, on supply and trading, both for gas and power, especially in power, where our customer base grew by over 58,000 customers. 4,000 customers, excuse me, and another positive result came about from the ancillary services market, but MSD. And in the first 3 months this year, we were able to post a 5 million euro result, which we hadn't envisaged in our budget. It wasn't foreseeable, but which we certainly accept as good news, since last year we had suffered a contraction compared to the previous year worth some 10 million euros. As far as district heating is concerned, we're seeing the initial positive effects of the redefinition and the relaunching, which we carried out over the first 12 months, or the last 12 months. As I was saying, the development of volumes was characterized by a significant growth as far as electricity sales were concerned, a plus 6.2%, whereas gas sales suffered due to the weather, with a contraction equal to more than 60 million cubic meters, which accounts for a rate which is above 6.5 to 7%. Finally, we concluded the acquisition of a small commercial company, as we had done in 2015. This is the Julia Servizi Più company. This is a transaction which will give us a further 15,000 customers in the Abruzzo Marche region. I think that this is an important activity, since a few years ago we had identified that territory as a target we had to focus our efforts on, meaning that now we have a size which allows us to be perhaps one of the top two players in the territory. Luca, you have the floor. Good afternoon. The beginning of 2016 was very positive from the financial standpoint. As you can see on page 7, our cash flow generation was pretty positive for a total amount equal to 147 million, which allowed us to reduce our net financial position from 2.65 billion, which is how we ended 2015, down to 2.505 billion euros. As in every first quarter, we benefited from the seasonality, which includes the positive performance for the sale of gas especially. We were also able to use the net working capital, which allowed us to improve our performance by some 50 million euros compared to March 2015. These good results allow us to have a debt-to-equity ratio on a quarterly basis, which is equal to 0.96, on a yearly basis, equal to 2.83. This should be considered as an indicator. It certainly is positive in terms of an improving trend. But we have to continue to focus for the remainder of the year, since in June, as you know, we will be paying dividends, which will bring us back to 2.65. Therefore, the financial results were very good, not only in terms of how we manage the net working capital, but also given what the chairman was saying, we had a good performance from the operational standpoint, with good financial management, with improvement of the cost of debt, and better tax rates due to the effect of rules which were approved at the end of 2015, which also had a positive impact on 2016. And I'll hand it over to the chairman for some conclusions. The fact that in Q1 we were able to fully recover the effects of the WAC review was a major test for us, something that we will continue to work on. As far as the waste sector is concerned, Mr. Vernier mentioned what our perspectives are. We will continue to work to broaden our landfills day and night. And therefore, our focus for this year will be to put the sector back on track. The landfills, of course, since our waste energy plants and our selection plants are working very well, both last year and Q1 this year, they posted some very good results indeed. As far as the dividend is concerned, you heard it all. We are ready to pay the dividend, and there are no surprises there for, as far as we're concerned. Now, let's see whether or not you have some questions for us. We will now begin our Q&A session. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone. To leave the questions list, press star followed by 2. And please ask questions using your telephone and speaking slowly and clearly. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by 1 now. The first question is from the Italian conference call by Javier Suarez, Mediobanca. Good afternoon, and thank you for your time. My first question refers to the company's the financial structure, slide 7. The free cash flow generation in Q1 was especially good, and I focused on the working capital improvement. Can you give us some further details on the reason why the net working capital contributed in such a positive way? And I also wanted to know what average interest rate you have for your debt at the end of the quarter. The second question is on the waste business. Organic dip is equal to 5 million euros. In your press release, you said that the waste collection tariffs still haven't been updated. Can you give us some further details as to what is happening and when these tariffs will be corrected in 2016? And then I have a last question on the energy business. I focused on the positive contribution stemming from power generation. You mentioned a very positive contribution coming from the dispatching market. Can you tell us why that is? As far as the waste sector is concerned, as I was mentioning, waste collection had a minus 2.5 million euro effect. The part concerning the approval of the new economic and financial plans for 2016 was completed at the end of April. We are currently receiving the, at the end of April, it was approved by the local authority. Now, it now has to be ratified by each individual local municipality. But it is a process that I'm sure will be concluded within the coming 2 weeks. Some positive contribution will be stemming from the rationalization and renegotiation activities that we announced a few months ago, and that we applied to a number of service contracts in this area, the activation of which happened between the months of February, March, and April, and therefore this will obviously have an impact on the upcoming 9 months, and it will obviously require a rebalancing vis-a-vis the March results. As far as PowerGen is concerned and its contribution in energy, we had this contribution on MSD. We still did not review why this situation is as it is. According to our technical experts, we were able to benefit from the maintenance activities of two or three groups in the Apulia region, and this required the need for further power production in southern Italy. We have two energy plants in Campania and in Abruzzo. Those were the two plants which worked more, especially the one in Campania. So that's probably the reason why we had an increase in MSD. If you want a detailed explanation, honestly, I don't know what to say. It was a positive event, of course. Just like last year, we weren't expecting the major contraction we had. This year, we were very happy to see this increase. I'm not sure how we will be able to replicate this in the upcoming months. The same trend continued in April. As far as May is concerned, I think it's a little too early to say. I still don't have the information needed to answer your question. As far as the completion of the maintenance processes I was referring to, they should be completed by June or July. But again, I'm not sure whether or not that is the real reason why we have this increase in MSD. As far as the working capital improvement, I'll leave it to Luca. As you can see on the slide, we were certainly helped by the effects of volumes, given the reduction in commodity prices. But as we already mentioned on a number of different occasions, our commitment, our investment on the active cycle especially, was significant in a number of different areas. Therefore, not only on recovering credit, but also on the various invoicing cycles. For over a year now, we have been paying close attention to our invoicing cycles. And this focus of ours, especially in the high seasonality months, is bringing about some excellent results. This allows us to be speedier in terms of invoicing. Therefore, we reduce the value of invoice to be sent, and therefore we can receive payment earlier. And this is certainly one of the main drivers which has increased the efficiency for a network and capital. As far as the cost of debt is concerned, we were able to reduce a few basis points. We're at around 375 vis-a-vis the 385 we posted at the end of last year. Due to the combined effect of two elements. The first is that we reimbursed the final part of the 2016 bond equal to 260 million euros with a 4% yield. And we also dried up the cash available. We reduced the negative carry, which obviously helped somewhat in the cost of debt performance, which presumably, given the important effect on the reimbursement of the 2016 bond, should be stabilized at around these levels. The next question is by Enrico Bartoli, MainFirst. Good afternoon. I have a few questions for you. First of all, concerning the water business, you have greater visibility on the quality awards or on the quality premium. When will this start to be introduced in the tariff? And can you quantify the amount? And more in general, given the fact that the water sector EBITDA was flat despite lower financial returns, do you expect the same trend in the upcoming quarters? I also had a question on the waste business, on volumes specifically. The 24% increase in special waste that you showed us, is this entirely due to the consolidation of the acquisitions made at the end of 2015, or has there also been an improvement of the market? And also, as far as the waste business is concerned, are you continuing in your scouting activities for possible external growth opportunities as the ones we saw in 2015. Can we expect something in the next quarters as well? And then a final question on M&A. Can you give us an update on your view on anything happening and anything you may be doing, and more specifically on the IMAG company. As far as the water business is concerned, quality premiums. With our local authority, we have already sent our request. We have set some meetings with them for the upcoming weeks. And hopefully, along with other aspects concerning the application of new tariffs, hopefully all of this will lead to some good news in the month of July, reasonably. In July, we'll be a little bit more specific as to how much and when we will be seeing in 2016 and 17. Then, as to what we expect for the end of the year, as you know, out of the 24 million euros, the impact of WACC on water tariffs is equal to some 12 million euros. Our target, our ambitious target perhaps, is to be able to fully sterilize this impact. We're working on this, especially on increasing efficiency and on a number of other components, and hopefully we'll be helped by a recovery in new connections and new contracts, which is what we saw in the year's first quarter. As far as the waste is concerned, the special waste volumes are equal to some 120,000 tons, 113,000 tons to be specific. These are almost entirely due, or they are entirely due, actually, to the Geonova and waste recycling acquisitions. But the reason being is that the further capacity that we obtained from the broadening of our landfills is still work in progress. And that's why we made those acquisitions, actually, as a way of taking advantage of the Geonova capacity and on the waste recycling plants. Therefore, in our traditional perimeter, we did not have an increase in volumes. And to a certain extent, that allowed us to focus on prices. Since we didn't have any capacity to saturate, we were able to focus on price. And that accounts for the 2 to 2.5 point increase that we posted compared to March 2015, which in the first quarter of the year is equal to an increase in price equal to 1 or 2 euros, depending on the various category, the various types of products. On average, of course. Whereas in the industrial waste, especially in the hazardous waste business, the increase was a double digit. And this is a consequence of a European phenomenon, actually. The large amounts of waste from the UK to the waste energy plants in Germany and Holland are reducing capacity in Europe, and therefore they're increasing the value of capacity in northern Italy for those companies such as ours, which have that capacity. As far as the M&A question, we have to make a distinction between two different elements. The first element is that we are taking part in two competitive phases, the first of which refers to the very long choice made by the IMAG shareholders that we are obviously a part of. We're part of their shareholding structure. They were asked to. They asked us to reiterate our proposal to merge. And therefore, by the end of May, we have to relaunch and reconfirm our project by reiterating the fact that our choice matches the one that they themselves have chosen. And then we'll have to see what the other competitors will be doing for that same company. And I'm referring to local competitors, especially. So that transaction is something that we will be working on for the entire summer. If they stick to the time frame that they announced publicly and that they convey to the companies interested in them. We're also competing on a different sector, which refers to the energy customers, and that too requires the outcome of a tender with a number of participants. Therefore, it's very difficult for me to make a forecast. All I can say is that it is a part of the idea Mr. Vernier was mentioning, which refers to our intention to further expand our presence in energy customers in neighboring territories. And this, these two comments refer to transactions which are in the public domain already. As far as our so-called secret activities are concerned, we are looking closely at two opportunities in the multi-utility sector. We're also focusing on a possibility in the waste sector, especially in waste recovery. These are some opportunities that we're studying, but there's nothing to confirm yet. There is no formal decision as of yet. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, dial star followed by one. Our next question is by Dario Caradori, Goldman Sachs. Good afternoon. I have one question left. I seem to understand that for the entire year, you expect to improve your EBITDA. Could you summarize what the drivers are in this case? Which elements could bring about an improvement in growth? Well, we certainly expect an improvement stemming from the energy sector, as we saw in Q1 already. On the regulated activities and the waste activities, we would like to continue to grow from the commercial standpoint. Mr. Tomasi Di Vignano, gentlemen, there are no further questions. Thank you, and we will talk to you soon, and we will continue to work on our project as usual. Goodbye.